contract, you'll find it coming up. Now, where is it applicable in organic chemistry? Well, it's applicable in natural products to a large extent. In this case here, you're looking at alanine, which is one of the simple amino acids. So you can see it's got an amino functional group, it's got an acid functional group, so it's an amino acid. Off the alpha carbon, which is the carbon next to the carbonyl, we can see that the hydrogen, the methyl group, the amino, and the carboxy group are four different groups, so this is the chiral center. So we know, therefore, that there will be an existence of a pair of isomers, and one of those then will be the R isomer, the other form the F. So in nature, nature favors at 100% the F isomer. Unfortunately, in biochemical nomenclature, this is given the system D and L, so this is referred to as L-alanine rather than S-alanine. So there's a chemistry way of naming optical isomers, or alternatively called enantiomers, and there's a biochemical way of naming them. Now, how do we differentiate between optical isomers? It's the same as we were seeing in the transition metal chemistry. You put your optical isomer into an instrument called a polarimeter in solution. You then shine a beam of plain polarized light, so it goes through a polarizing filter, through that solution. The plane of polarization then will be rotated, and the S isomer and the R isomer will rotate plus and minus by the same degree. So if we end up with the plus isomer, R isomer, for instance, rotating plus 10 degrees, then the S isomer would rotate minus 10 degrees. Now, this is the only property that we can readily measure that differentiates optical isomers. Their melting point and boiling point, etc., are exactly the same.